Luke 24, starting at verse 13. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if to go further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it's nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." And then the two told them what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
Well, if we thought we'd had some tricky year, it had been some week for Cleopas and all the disciples. At the beginning of that Easter week, they'd had to join the celebration of seeing Jesus ride into Jerusalem on a donkey with the crowd shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of Kings." The atmosphere must have been electric. It was incredible. The crowds were there. This was what they'd been waiting for years. This was their deliverance. This was their Messiah come. Everything was going to be okay. But within a few days, all that changed. Within a few days, that crowd that had been so excited to welcome Jesus in had suddenly turned on. When Pilate asked them, "Who do you want me to release, Barabbas or this Jesus who they call the Christ?" They said, "We want Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. And what do you want me to do with this Jesus then? Crucify him, crucify him." Just a few days earlier had been Hosanna, and now it's crucifying. And Cleopas and all those present had witnessed this. They'd witnessed this incredible change from one of excitement and welcome to suddenly one of hatred and ugliness. And they witnessed Jesus arrested and tortured and beaten and eventually nailed to a cross, and where he eventually dies. And the moment that Jesus died, so did their dreams. Everything that they had hoped for, everything that they had expected to see happen just literally a few days earlier was now dead and buried along with Jesus. And here, two of his disciples, Cleopas and his friend, they're on their way back home. They can't get out of Jerusalem quick enough. And they are frightened. They're confused. They're disappointed. They're discouraged. Everything that they've expected has changed. And not for the good, for the worse. It's only been some week. And as they were discussing all this, and as they were just still trying to work through all this, suddenly a stranger comes and walks alongside them. And of course, we're told it is Jesus, but they are stopped from recognizing who he is. But Jesus comes and walks right alongside them. He comes into the very midst of their disappointment, of their discouragement, of their confusion, of their anxiety. He comes and he makes himself known. And he listens to them first. He listens to them. They pour out their heart to him. They share their disappointments. They share their frustrations. They share. We had thought that he was going to be the rescuer. But now it's all gone. And he listens. But as well as listening, he also challenges them. In love, he challenges them, said, "Oh, how slow you are. Didn't Jesus tell you that all this was going to happen to him, that this was what was going to happen? And you just didn't understand." And he began to go through the scriptures, telling them about himself. And later they say, "Wasn't our hearts warmed as he told us about the scriptures? As he began to unpack everything about God's plan?" And when they get to the place where they're going, Jesus kind of appears as if he's going to go further, and he encourages them, and they encourage him to stay with them, to have something to eat. And it says that Jesus, he took the bread and he broke it. And as he broke it, their eyes were opened. And they knew it was Jesus. All along the journey of disappointment, of frustration, of confusion, of fear, of uncertainty, Jesus was right. And that was great to hear that with some of those testimonies. That so often, although we may not want to be where we find ourselves in, that Jesus is right alongside us. He's right in the midst of everything that's going on. He hasn't deserted us. He hasn't neglected us. He hasn't gone off. He's right there. He's present. And he's listening to us. He hears our cries. He hears our moans. He hears our complaints. And despite all that, he loves us. But also he wants to teach us. As a number of those testimonies said, that we learned something. We are learning something from this. And we're still in this. This is not the end. Excuse me. This is not the end. We're still on this journey. We don't know what next month's going to hold. We don't know what next week's going to hold. We don't know what next year's going to hold. Only one person does, and that is God. And for all of us, he holds us in his hands, and he journeys with us. through all the highs and the lows, through the good times, through the tough times, he journeys with us. And as we continue on this road of coming out of lockdown, and as we continue working out who we're meant to be as God's people, the things we need to learn about how we can change and do things differently, may we know and experience the very presence of the risen Christ with us. May you experience that personally. May you know that he is with you. May you know that he's interested in the things you have to say, that your voice, it matters in heaven. That he delights to hear your voice. And may you know that he wants to teach you something through whatever you're going through. May you know that he will bring you through to the other side. Amen. Let's pray. Father, there's so many things that we don't understand. There's so many things that we get confused about, that we get frustrated about, that there's so many things that happen in our world that we just don't like and we don't want in our lives. And yet we thank you that you are always at work. And Lord, we pray that you would work in and through the situation and circumstances that we find ourselves in, that the church in the world finds itself in at this moment, that you would continue to work in it and through it, that your name would be glorified, that the good news would continue to grow and flourish. And Lord, for ourselves, Lord, that you would work in and through us during these times, that we would know and be aware of your presence with us in a very special and tangible way. Holy Spirit, come. Come and lead us. Come and lead us in the future and all that's ahead. Amen.